Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Oil and gas wells occupy forests and farmers' fields across the prairies. And there's a lot of contaminated soil to remove when it's time to close down and clean up the old well sites. A new process called phytoremediation earned ConocoPhillips recognition at the 2011 Emerald Awards for Environmental Excellence. As remediation expert Ole Merklis explains, the company uses plants and Mother Nature to clean up the well sites.
There are enabling steps where we enable the plants to grow in such conditions, and the plants through the root system will break up the soil, they will retain the moisture in the soil, and so they will stimulate biodegradation basically in situ, which is right in the ground, as far as the roots can go. And part of the hydrocarbons will be degraded by bacteria in the soil, and parts will be taken up by the plants. So they degrade the hydrocarbons into byproducts, which are further biodegradable, and then at the end of the chain, it will be mineralization, which is carbon dioxide and water.
According to Ole Merklis, phytoremediation eliminates the need to landfill contaminated soil. It also reduces fuel costs and improves the company's ability to clean up sites in remote areas. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.